term with Joe for another year. Do you still start at square one this week?
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of go back and figure out what was good, what was bad. It's still going back and look at the film. And every year it just seems like I learn more, but there's still so much to learn. And that's the exciting part of going into these meetings and trying to break down my film and how I can be better for this football team. Had a lot of success in this offense, the offense in total last year. I think we're one of the first teams to have 30 passing, 30 rushing touchdowns. So a lot to build on, and we're trying to be that two-dimensional offense and, still continue to keep building on it.
How long did you reflect on the Kansas City game? I mean, it's become, you've had to do it a few times. But this one in particular, because it was right there to take, how long did you reflect on it?
Yeah, I mean, it'll still sit with me. A lot of shoulda, coulda, wouldas in that game, and that's why we play, is to be in those types of situations. And again, we're still fighting, still going to try to find a way to push through that, and whether it's them or whoever we got to play moving forward. But just use it as fuel and have a good OTAs and a good camp and try to go into the season starting strong.
What have you done this offseason, Josh? Can you kind of fill in the gaps of any working out, what you've done before coming back in here this week?
Yeah, just trying to stay in shape. Making sure I'm hanging with the teammates still and get a little bit of traveling in, but nothing too crazy. So it feels like it hasn't been that long since we were back in this building, but at the same time, it feels like it's been a long time being away from the guys and getting into our offense, and just excited to be back.
I know you have a lot going on. How's the draft prep been? Have you been doing any draft prep this season?
A little less this year. I feel like last year we were here a week earlier, so I got to spend a lot of time with the scouts and really dive into some of the prospects that we liked, and it's been a little bit less this year, and who knows, in Bean we trust.
Josh, during the offseason has you learned about tendencies, teams and tendencies?
Yeah, I mean, I think just in terms of what defenses are doing, especially when you're just lining up an empty and the different checks that they're calling and some of the stuff that we've seen in drop back game, making sure that we're putting in and implementing things that can combat that and maybe get a tell early on. And, just trying to be better pre-snap, I guess, because I think post-snap we were pretty good last year. And, being better pre-snap is only going to help us all that much more.
Josh, in years past, you've been pretty open about identifying and maybe one specific area of your game that you wanted to work on in the offseason. I know last year you talked about rebuilding your mechanics. Has there been a specific area that you've honed in on this offseason and said, I want to get better in this area?
Yeah, I think pre-snap is what we're looking at right now. And, again, just trying to, help me identify what I'm seeing. Better with my footwork and certain routes and certain combinations. Making sure that within the offense that, I'm doing a good job of setting the protections the right way, knowing where my answers are if I'm not. But again, that's all stuff that we can control and I can control. And, as I'm learning to do that better and relying on the quarterbacks in the room and Joe and RC and, again, just trying to go back and see what we were doing wrong last year and try to fix it and move forward.
And when you talk about pre-snap, is that a lot of that film review?
A lot of it's film review. A lot of it's just sitting down and making sure that within our concepts that, we're setting the protection the right way so my eyes can start in the right spot. And if my eyes are starting in the right spot, am I taking three? Am I taking a quick five? Based on, again, what I'm seeing, if we like a shorter route, obviously it's going to be three, but if that's not there, let's extend it to five and make sure that my base is in the right position to move on and get through the progression.
Yeah, since you start the OTA portion now, what is your message to guys that are here based on the history?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, one, showing up and making sure that, I'm here and letting the new guys see, what this culture is all about and how to vibe in this locker room and, making sure that we're hanging outside the facilities and starting to develop that team. There's going to be quite a few new faces. And I just saw that we got Trey White back, which is pretty cool. I'm off social media, so I didn't know that. I was walking in the locker room today and I peeked him and I went to equipment manager. I was like, is that Trey White over there? Just making sure. But it's good to see some familiar faces back and obviously good to add some new pieces and start figuring them out as people and making sure that, we get on the same page.
Josh, there certainly seems to be a movement to eliminate the push-push with Gene's very
felt comfortable, would you still be running regular sets?
Yeah, I mean, I think at that point it is what it is. I don't know if I have a particular feeling about it. I know that we've utilized it. I know that if it wasn't banned, I think we would find a different play or a different way to still try to get the job done. But I don't know the statistics behind player safety and all of that, so I really don't have a say on it, to be honest. Yeah, it was awesome. It's a different world, a very cool experience. I'm so excited for her and so proud of her. And, you know, it's getting some great reviews. It's a fantastic movie. So go watch it.
Is it different than, like, being on the red carpet for, like, the award ceremonies? Or like, how do you react to that?
Again, I'm just there trying to support her, you know, in whatever way that I can. And, you know, that was her moment, and I'm so glad she got to shine.
Josh, as a leader, how do you navigate maybe someone like James, who's going through things with the contract uncertainty, and kind of juggle where do you feel comfortable in that type of a situation as a leader on this team?
You know, I think the guys in this locker room understand the business side of it. You know, I'm not the GM, I'm not the head coach. I feel like I have to wear a few different hats among the locker room, but that's not one of them. You know, I just try to make sure that I'm focusing on what I can control and making sure that the guys that are here are getting the work done. And I know James is working out and getting the work done there too. And, you know, hoping that it gets figured out, but it'll get figured out when it gets figured out. So, yeah, we understand the business side of it.
Josh, what do you think about the prospects of playing with Joshua Palmer and what he
brings? Yeah, very excited. You know, excited to get to throw with him here pretty soon. Very fluid in his routes. You know, he creates a lot of separation. You know, there's a lot of advanced stats that show that, but seems like a great guy. He's a Toronto kid too, so I know that he's got a big following here pretty close, and for him to kind of be closer to family, I know that's always a plus. But so far, you know, just being around him, he's got a great personality. He's going to fit in that receiver room just great.
Josh, how can you build with Keon Coleman here
too? Yeah, continuing to get reps, making sure that we're getting on the same page, you know, small little like body mechanic stuff. So, you know, when he's ready for the ball, what can he do to signal that he's ready for the ball? Just talking over where on certain routes where he wants the ball. You know, they call him 50-50 balls, but is that just throw it up? Is that back shoulder? Is that high? Is it low? And again, I think the more reps that you get at that, the better that you get. So, you know, just trying to build those reps and get on the same page.
Spoke on Joshua Palmer. It's not your side of the ball, but Joey Bosa, his addition. What do you anticipate he brings to the team?
Well, you know, a lot of juice. He's been one of the premier pass rushers in this league for a long time, and I'm very excited to have him up here. You know, I made a few calls and tried to recruit him, and I don't have much success in those, but I had success in that one, so we'll take it. Yeah, typically a text first, just so they know that it's me, and just not some random phone number. Huh?
Like, do they believe you? Is it like, oh yeah, it's really Josh?
I mean, at least I hope so. But yeah, it was cool. I mean, he's a great player. He's a great guy. I know he likes to golf, and he's getting into it. So, told him get on up here, and we'll go golfing. No, I credit Curtis last year. He battled through a lot of different things, just little tweaks here and there. But getting him going there late in the season, it's so big for us because we can utilize him in so many different positions. And whether it's Z, F, or the running back position, he can play outside too. He's got the long speed that really helps this offense, you know, stretch a field. So getting him involved early and making sure that we're getting on the same page and just finding – what he's best at, so we can utilize that to the best of our abilities. I think that's going to help us as a whole.
You have the entire starting offensive line coming back and every backup essentially coming back. You've been through changes. What can that do for the offense as a whole, especially for you?
Yeah, I think just in the familiarity, you know, having the same old line, having basically the same receiving and running back core, and tight ends for that reason. Yeah, we're returning a lot of guys. That helps when guys are fresh and understand, you know, what Joe's trying to implement and what type of really mantra that everybody eats. And I think I have the hat on right now. That's not just a one-year thing. That's kind of what this offense is, and it's what it takes to be a good offense. And, you know, when you have guys that understand that and they know that, they know what to expect coming into it, and we can start to kind of hone in on the smaller details now. And you know, that's the exciting part for us.
How important was that to have established the everybody eats, you know, mantra? And then, yeah, it was, and how, you know, how much do you need that to be the identity, knowing that it does work?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, it's not just talk. Like, it was proven last year, and when guys know that there's success and there's light at the end of the tunnel, and hey, I may need to run a clear out route here to get Khalil open, but I know the next play that Khalil's got the clear out route for me, he's gonna, you know, bust his tail to do it. And when you got guys that just buy in, you know, that's when your offense can be pretty dangerous.
Josh, you said you didn't even know that Trey White was on the team, so social media is probably not high on your list of things to follow these days.
Correct.
But last year at this time, Receiver. That's what everybody's talking about. You win the MVP. Now everybody's saying it doesn't matter who Josh's receivers are. He got him. All of it's going to be fine. How have things changed in a year for you in terms of your confidence in using your tools and this concept that you can do with whatever the Bills give you, you're going to be able to make it work?
I mean, honestly, the mindset hasn't changed. Again, I'm just trying to be the best quarterback and the best version of myself that I can be here for the Buffalo Bills, whether that's being a great teammate, a great leader, you know, handing the ball off 30 times to James a game, throwing it 40 times, whatever I'm asked to do is what I'm trying to do at the best of my ability. And, you know, we had a lot of guys that made some great plays last year, and there was at times where I wasn't my best. I'm still trying to figure out how can I consistently be my best, and that's always going to be the mindset that I have.
Do you feel more obligation, responsibility because of not the contract also, but that belief now that offense in some way? I mean, people, you might not think that way, but that's kind of the reputation that you have.
Yeah, I mean, it takes 10 other guys on the field doing their job and their part too, and you know, I'd put our 10 versus anybody else's 11 any day of the week.
Josh, to piggyback off of what Tim's talking about, last year you had, well, the big theme a year ago was how does this offense work without Stephon Diggs? Oh, no. How important was that you could separate yourself from having that so-called number one receiver and have this offense work?
I think it just a lot of credit to the other guys on the field with me, right? The offensive line, I think the last couple of years have played the whole group together. We've been very fortunate in that manner. And again, just buying into what Joe's doing and trusting the coaching and trusting, you know, the everybody eats mindset, and again, just doing our part to try to win football games. That's all we're trying to do here.
Josh, you were asked earlier about Keon. Sean and Brandon after the season were both sort of upfront about saying that maybe coming back from the injury wasn't quite the same player as before. I'm curious, as a leader on the team, knowing that you guys need to rely on him as a young player, have you had any conversations with him? Have you thrown with him this offseason? Or how do you go about, you know, trying to maximize his talent as best you can?
Yeah, a couple conversations, and you know, he knows that he wants to be better. You know, he sent me a couple long texts of wanting to be better, and we're going to continue to work extremely hard and try to get on the same page. He's got so much ability. He's so athletic. He's already put on some weight, and he's gotten a little bit stronger. So I'm excited to see, you know, his progression. And he's still so young, right? Like, I think he's 21 right now, right? Like, he's still got a long ways to go in terms of learning the nuances of the wide receiver position. And having the guys in the room that we do, I think they can help him. And, again, I'm so excited for his future because the ability that he has, it's off the charts.
What happened the first 2 days under Will Greenberg been like for you guys? Obviously a new role for him, and Barry Rubin, for that matter.
Yeah. No, Will's awesome. I'm actually sad to see Siano go, and he's been here the entire time that I've been here. But Will, he's obviously got the youth on his side, and he's very hungry. He wants to do things the right way. He's so smart. He's very cerebral, you know, and I think that the guys really can get behind him and really trust what he's saying because he's put so much work into his craft, and guys respect that. Yeah, RC's awesome. He's the man. He just, again, another guy that on the staff that works extremely hard, cares about his craft, you know, and coaches kind of have to sometimes toe the line of being one of the guys and being the coach. And I think he does such a great job of that and making sure that we're staying on task in that quarterback room. You know, when you feel like you've been in the same system for 8 years, things can kind of become mundane and it's just the same things over and over and over again. But he keeps it fresh, keeps it light, making sure that we're seeing and looking at new things, new trends around the league, what offenses are doing. And he's been awesome for us in this quarterback room.
You've talked about how you've evolved as a leader over time. During this phase of the season or offseason, whatever we're calling it, is this more of a time to just be one of the guys, or is this more of a time to kind of establish yourself as a leader?
I mean, I think for the new guys to see me and how hard I work and again, just the continual effort to get better and be better, and I think it's important for them to see that. But again, I'm just trying to be myself. I'm just trying to be as authentic as possible, and you know, I'm not going to change who I am at this point.
Hey, Josh, a lot of quarterbacks at the combine mentioned you as an inspiration for their journey to the NFL. How gratifying is it to hear that you're going to be a role model?
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, I remember being in that spot, and to know where we're at now, it's pretty crazy. It's still surreal to me and still get to play the game that I love and do it for a living. And it's the only thing I've ever wanted to do. So if I can be an inspiration, that's pretty cool.
Josh, what do you remember about draft day 2018, that whole day before the Bills picked you? What are your remembrances or takeaways from the lead up to that?
Yeah, just the unknown of what's going to happen. Is it going to be 1? Is it going to be 10? Is it going to be 32? Is it going to be past that? And you go into it with an idea and a hope, but you honestly don't know what's going to happen. So, yeah, I think the uncertainty of it, and it's crazy to look back at it now.
Josh, everybody's talking about you nonstop for 3-4 months up to that day. What did everybody miss?
Bills didn't miss anything, so.
Josh, you mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best I've felt physically after a season. Really didn't have any ailments. I didn't take too many hits this last year as the least sacked quarterback in the league, and that's thanks to the type of scheme that we're running and how well our offensive line played. So the body felt good. Yeah, I mean, I took some time off to let my body rest a little bit, but not as much as I need in the last few years. It's an intentional choice. Yeah, I think that, you know, I deleted it maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and, you know, leading up into the end of the season there, didn't have it. And it's good to not see things. And now it is the tough part of I didn't know that Trey White was back on our team, and you miss some things that happen around the world. But there's also this kind of like ignorance is bliss type of mindset of like, you know, when I look at my phone, I'm not just sitting there scrolling and scrolling. It's sometimes I'm playing chess. Most of the time I'm playing chess on my phone. I'm still really bad at it, but I'm getting better. But yeah, just being more intentional with my time and where my focus is at.
What do you think of all the NIL money that's being tossed around with these college players, in particular the quarterback position?
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate that people are getting paid for what they're doing. I know that, you know, NCAA made a lot of money for a long time off the backs of players, and so I'm not mad at it. I do think there should be some tweaks, and you know, I feel like it's a free for all right now. But again, I couldn't tell you enough. I don't know enough about it to have an actual opinion. But I know it's pretty crazy, and you know, there's been a lot of guys that have transferred out of Wyoming, which, you know, I feel like the non-power fives are kind of junior colleges now, where these big schools are just coming and poaching everybody. So it's a different world now. I'm glad I kind of missed that.
You know, with this new conference,
two more, they're NIL.
That's very true. I probably could. Yeah, you want to help with me? Yeah.
Josh, I know one last thing about the Everybody Eats. Shakir had the most catches and yards last year. You don't know what Keon's going to do or he's going to do. If one of them really developed and it was working, is it still Everybody Eats if a player evolves into more of a number one choice and puts up bigger numbers? Does that change the dynamic of Everybody Eats?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that we want to utilize our players to what they're best at, and that's a job for Joe and the staff. But again, within the progression, I'm just going to try to find the guy that's open and the guy that's winning on his route. And it's kind of as simple as that. If there's one guy that's winning more consistently than others, he's probably going to get the ball more than others. And it's not intentional, but that's just kind of how it works sometimes. But, you know, we're not going to throw it 50 times a game. We're also going to run it. We're going to ask that those receivers go and block and come down and grab a safety or get the edge and open it up for our running backs too. So, you know, they're not going to be just asked to go get open and catch the ball. And I think that still kind of embodies what we're talking about.
Josh, you had one of the best O-lines in the NFL.
The best,
right? So you wasn't too much under pressure. So let's say, which gave you the most pressure? 4th and 5 versus Kansas City or Grandma on the red carpet?
Grandma on the red carpet. That was put me on the spot there.
Josh, I'm not sure of the timing when you signed your extension with the other guys. We asked you about this, but just in general, when you see Khalil, Terrell, Greg, obviously we're getting somebody right now, Christian
yeah.
Did as well. Personally, from your perspective, to see those guys get rewarded, and then from a team standpoint, what it means to you?
It means a lot. Homegrown talent, and of all those guys that you mentioned, they're here in the building right now still trying to get better and working with the team. So it speaks a lot about the volume of the character of those guys and you know, the type of guys that we're bringing in this locker room. And that's a credit to the guys upstairs.